Does anybody accompany you? A lot of offices, the manager sometimes will go out to win the listing. It depends on your years in the business. I think if you're newer in the business, it's probably good to shadow somebody else for a good 5 to 10 listings. Keep in mind, this is a performance. This is not about going in and promoting the brand. It's going in and building confidence that you're the one. In a competitive situation, this is a no-brainer. You're the one. And in the beginning, you don't know what you don't know. I'd encourage you, share your broker fee, whatever the case, with somebody else, a real pro, and have them go in and teach you how to do sales therapy, pricing therapy, how to present, and look at it as tuition. That, I know this, if you go on your own, you don't get it. You get 100% of nothing. And if you work with somebody else, you know, say, hey, Bob or Sally in the office, would you do my first 5 presentations with me? And I'll give you a portion of what I earn. But if you could model it for me and then teach me how to do it, it's real live training. And my encouragement to you, if you're newer in the business, take somebody with you. And then after the interview, break it down. All the notes that you took watching Bob or Sally make that presentation, talk about how many times they asked a question during the interview. What was the purpose of that question? What were you trying to get them to reveal when you asked that question? For example, when are you, as a seller, ready for the house to be shown? You know, you may be looking for them to say, next Tuesday, we're ready. But what they're going to reveal oftentimes is projects that they have to do beforehand, a group of agents that they want to interview, finding out if they got a house under contract. You're going to find when you ask the question, when are you ready for the house to be shown, the seller actually gives you a different kind of answer that you are hoping to reveal. There are a lot of questions we're going to equip you with that will reveal things that if you ask directly, you may not get an answer. For example, asking the home seller, what do they think they should ask for their property? They're going to say, Bob, you're the expert here. We don't know. We have no idea. They all have an idea. Every seller has some kind of ballpark. All you have to do is reveal your number first. And they say to you, really? That low? And their heads are thinking, you don't know my area. You don't know all the improvements I've done. Things like that. So the taking somebody with you in the beginning, or you know, if you hit a rut and you've been beaten 5 times in a row, I'd probably take somebody with who's a really good presenter, a closer, and learn from them and model. The most important thing you're listening for are their questions. And for you to break it down afterwards and say to me, to them, what did you ask that for? Why did you ask that when you did? And why didn't you ask this? Oh, you were waiting for something else and then you're circling back and asking something later. So remember, you're getting hired for the quality of your questions. And I would encourage you, if you're new in the business or something like that, or in a rut, take your broker with you, or take someone at the top, or just make it worth their while. And because they're going to get you the business that you didn't get. And again, they're going to secure a lifetime of referrals for you.